Time again for Checkoff Chat, the program brought to you by your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that includes you. Want to remind you again that if you are a part of the beef industry, we have the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Convention that's going to be coming up, where you can bump into a bunch of producers that are sharing the same thoughts and ideas as you are and pick up some new insights on marketing. That convention is going to be February 21st and 22nd at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We'll see you there. This Checkoff Chat also brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association. Remember, they're Wisconsin's largest livestock marketing cooperative, providing quality services at all of their 13 locations. Find out more online, equitycoop.com, if you're looking to market any livestock in the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Vossen's in studio with us, the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, fresh off a trip to San Antonio, Texas, for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting. How was attendance? I'm sure that the weather was enough to draw some of our folks from Wisconsin farther south.
Wisconsin was very well represented in San Antonio again this year, and we've got some great leaders here from Wisconsin that serve on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, as well as our Federation of State Beef Councils leadership that sit in those positions nationally. So they had some great discussions, met with the checkoff committees last week to kind of get an update on where those national contractor programs are at as they start to look at checkoff programming and how those investments might be spent in the coming year.
Well, now the international marketplace is kind of such in a dither with this coronavirus situation adjusting markets worldwide. I know that Wisconsin's been working specifically on Central America, Tammy. What kind of information did you get on the foreign market in general for beef produced in the United States?
Well, we certainly see lots of great opportunity here coming into 2020 with the trade agreements that have been signed. Specifically, as you look, though, at Central America, where the Wisconsin Beef Council has been investing some of our state checkoff dollars, we did see 4% growth in that market in the Central American region in 2019. So they are actually just finishing up implementing the Central American Free Trade Agreement in that region, which actually brings the tariffs down to zero for our U.S. select quality and higher grades. So that really does represent an opportunity to really showcase to them some of our higher valued choice in prime cuts that the consumers in that region are starting to get a flavor for.
Well, and that's the thing, having just come from Costa Rica and Panama, which are kind of part of the target there, we have to kind of realize and tap the brakes every once in a while. Just because you and I may enjoy hamburgers or steak now and then, not everybody eats the same or values the same cuts as we do. That's kind of the case in Central America, is it not?
It certainly is. Really, that select grade is what's in most high demand right now in Central America. And with our investment into the U.S. Meat Export Federation, they are able to educate those consumers about the choice in prime grades and how you can still eat healthy on those higher quality grades. And that's really a concern of those consumers in that region as well. If I might see a little more marbling, is it still healthy for me? And the other thing that I find really interesting is that consumers in Central America, they're really just starting to realize the benefits of a grill. We take that so much advantage of that here, especially in Wisconsin, grilling out year round. That we just assume all over the world that they have got grills on their back patios. But this is a growing trend of cooking in Central America. So being able to educate them on the nutrition and the great taste of our beef that is produced here in Wisconsin and nationally, and then also showcasing to them how they can prepare it over a little bit of charcoal and add some additional great flavor to it that way is really going to create some opportunities
for
us.
Boy, if they fall in love with their grill like we do here in Wisconsin, we've got a great market there. Now, let me ask you, last year, one thing that Wisconsin Beef Council was so proud of is the reverse trade mission, bringing some of those retailers here to Wisconsin to not only sample the beef, but meet our processors, meet our producers. Have you got anything on the horizon in 2020 for that relationship building, Tammy?
Well, we certainly are going to continue to connect with those buyers in Central America who are looking to import beef. they were so impressed with the quality and safety and just the farms that we have got here in Wisconsin, both our beef and dairy farms that are producing high quality beef. And with them having the chance to develop the relationship with both of our plants up in Green Bay to see that we can provide them, whether they're looking for select quality beef or if they're looking for prime, that we can service all of those needs and get that product delivered to them.
I was mentioning to Tammy, one thing you learn when you go to Central America is they just don't have the infrastructure that we have even here in Wisconsin for processing their own beef. And obviously the kind of beef that grows in the Central American climate is not exactly the kind of beef that grows here in Wisconsin. So a lot of education that I'm sure can happen in 2020. What else did you pick up from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting, Tammy, that producers might be interested in?
Sure. Well, as we really they're looking towards, as I mentioned before, planning what those checkoff dollar investments are going to look like with those national contracts into 2020 and into 21 as well. So you have producer representation from all over the U.S. who sit on those various checkoff committees, and you know, your 50 cents of the dollar that initiates here in Wisconsin, 50 cents stays here in our state. The other 50 cents goes to that Cattlemen's Beef Board. And through that, contractors apply to receive checkoff dollars. So those contractors did give an update on all of the checkoff programming that they've been working on since last quarter of 2019. And, you know, I think a lot of folks don't realize the vast number of contractors and projects that are being worked on out there, whether it be research on pre-harvest or post-harvest food safety. The American Farm Bureau Foundation is actually working on some STEM education for middle and high school youth. So that's your science, technology, engineering, and math classes, and how raising beef on the farm really fits into all of those different areas. So they're coming out with some new programs that teachers will be able to pick up off the shelf and teach to those students about beef production, but it also meets the standards that those teachers are looking for. And then, of course, going back to the Beef It's What's for Dinner program and all of the great value that beef producers see as a result of that.
You know, and like you said, when you get to an opportunity like Cattlemen's Beef Board or NCBA's annual meeting, that's when a lot of it really hits home. Putting it all on a plate in front of a producer and saying, look at what you've been doing with your checkoff dollars. It is amazing. And then the other part, as you said, the bigger picture, having those continued relationships, continued efforts to get U.S. beef, for us specifically, Wisconsin beef, into those international markets. It's nice to hear that 2020 is looking better.
Right. We're really excited about some of those opportunities. Wisconsin beef has started to invest some of our checkoff dollar into Japan, knowing that those tariff rates are going to be reduced here in 2020 and will be on more of a level playing field. And that's a great opportunity also for our cattle that are over 30 months of age. That market also opened in Japan in 2019. So great opportunity here in this next year.
Excellent. Tammy Vossen in studio with us. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Don't forget, that's your beef checkoff dollars at work. And another reminder, if you want to visit face-to-face with the Wisconsin Beef Council staff, you can do it at the upcoming Wisconsin Cattlemen's Winter Conference. That's going to be February 21st and 22nd. Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. If you're not already a member, we encourage you to get involved with those folks and stay in touch with where your money is being spent. That is your checkoff chat. And don't forget, as always, you can jump online. You're looking for recipes, want to learn about the story of the farmers that are growing the beef, or need to get some questions answered about health-related issues, beeftips.com can get that for you. And on social media, Wisconsin Beef Council.